kehabisan cara untuk jelaskan padamu. Mengapa sulit untuk lupakanmu, aku kehabisan cara untuk gambarkan padamu. Kau di mata dan di pandanganku. Coba sehari saja,
satu hari saja, kau jadi diriku.
Kau akan mengerti,
bagai mana ku melihatmu mengagumi. Menyayangimu dari sudut pandangku, dari sudut pandangku. Aku kehabisan cara untuk gambarkan padamu. Kau di mata dan di pandanganku. Seandainya satu hari bertukar jiwa, kau akan mengerti dan berhenti. Bertanya-tanya.
Coba sehari saja,
satu hari saja, kau jadi diriku.
Kau akan mengerti
bagai mana ku melihatmu.
Coba sehari saja,
satu hari saja, kau jadi diriku.
Kau akan mengerti
bagai mana ku melihatmu mengagumimu menyayangimu mengagumimu menyayangimu dari sudut pandangku, dari sudut pandangku, oh, dari sudut pandangku, oh, dari sudut pandangku.
Salami is a unique and typical food from Southeast Sulawesi, specifically in Buton, Muna, and Wakatobi areas. Kasalami is generally shaped like a tumpeng or cone and is yellowish white. Cassava, which is widely grown in the Sulawesi archipelago, is the main ingredient of kasalami. Firstly, the cassava is washed, peeled, and shredded or milled using a machine. Then the grated cassava is put in a sack or pot to be compacted. This compaction is to remove water content by being crushed or pressed using a tool made of wood or large stones. Then leave it for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry. The solid is pure white. Next, the solid is wrapped in thick or banana leaves and tied. The solid is called KGP. To make kasalami, initially KGP is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then the ingredients are put into a very unique steaming cone. This tool is made from woven coconut leaves. To steam the KGP, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with KGP flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One kaswami is generally made with a diameter of 10 cm and a height of 10 cm and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 kaswamis. Kaswami is sometimes served as a substitute for rice because it is often served along with vegetables and side dishes of various processed fish, such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish. Kaswami is the initial food in Bhutan's traditional events. Interestingly, kaswami is also often used as stocks for trips or souvenirs between fellow Bhutan residents. Kaswami can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and the sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listeners, today's Music Corner presents a song from the province of West Sumatra titled Mudiak Arau. The song Mudiak Arau was composed by Aji Sutan Sati. It tells the poignant story of a woman who faithfully waits for a man returning from his travels. No matter the circumstances or the changes he may have undergone during his time away, she remains steadfast in her love and anticipations. Well, listeners, here is Mudiak Arau performed by Nurul Fadilah Hamid. Enjoy!
name is quite unique, kue cubit or pinch cake. It is called so as the cooked cake from a pan is taken out with cake tongs by the trader, so it is like pinch. The ingredients of the cake are quite simple. This cake is sweet and delicious. It's really nice to eat with a cup of tea or coffee. It has various shapes. It is small and funny that everybody likes it. However, generally, kue cubit is round. On the top of it, there are usually sprinkles to make it more beautiful and delicious. Kue cubit is a quite popular snack in Jakarta. This cake is easily found in various parts of the city. However, usually kue cubit is sold in school areas and traditional markets. It is quite cheap. It costs about 1,000 rupees per piece. It depends on the topping. Kue cubit with cheese is surely more expensive than kue cubit with sprinkles. You can also order cooked or half-cooked kue cubit. Both have delicious taste.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Well, do you know that Deputy Minister of Religious Affairs Muhammad Syafi'i informed a number of Islamic boarding schools or pesantren covered by the free nutritious meals program. Well, that's extraordinary. He also said that it is expected to increase following coordination with the National Nutrition Agency. And speaking at Brawijaya University on Wednesday, he said that 500 pesantren or Islamic boarding schools have been registered as the free nutritious meals recipients so far, and this number will grow in the future. Furthermore, according to Muhammad Syafi'i, the programs or the government is currently working to build 30,000 public kitchens across Indonesia to prepare meal packages for the free nutritious meals program. Therefore, the National Nutrition Agency has requested an increase in the number of Islamic boarding school receiving free nutritious meal program with a target of covering at least 1,500 sites. Syafi'i revealed that in addition to being beneficiaries, the Islamic boarding schools are also expected to serve as public kitchen locations. He explained that if there are at least 1,500 Islamic boarding schools covered by the free nutritious meals program, one public kitchen can meet the target of providing free meal packages for 3,000 people. Yes, he explained that if there are at least of 1,500 Islamic boarding schools covered by the free nutritious meal program, and also the public kitchen can also meet the target. And then if a boarding school has 6,000 students, the government will build 2 kitchens. And then the plan to include pesantren or Islamic boarding school is part of effort to ensure proper nutrition for people living around the schools, and including pregnant women, breastfeeding mothers, as well as students of other local schools.
Kemari darah tiap kali jumpa dirinya, bercampur semua rasa yang ada dan hatiku bertanya-tanya, apakah mungkin dia definisi bahagia? Dengannya ku bersedia manusia, kan ku petik bintang di langit ketujuh. asalkan hati memang setuju, pada hatimu ku terjatuh. Ajaklah hatiku menari hingga tiada sedih di hati. Carilah sebuah definisi bahagia yang selalu ku nanti. Tebar kencang berkemari dada, dan hatiku bertanya banyak, apakah mungkin dia definisi bahagia. Dengannya ku bersedia habiskan usia. Aku petik bintang di langit ketujuh, asalkan hati memang setuju, pada hatimu ku terjatuh. Ajaklah hatiku menari hingga tiada sedih di hati. Carilah sebuah definisi bahagia yang selalu ku nanti. Aku harap engkau mengerti, kalau yang selalu ku nanti hadirkan bahagia di hati.
Indonesia.
Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Well, now I would like to express our what you know, our happiness, because today is as World Radio Day. World Radio Day is commemorated every 13th February, and radio, and here in the wake of continuous increase of negative climatic effects that plague the planet, such as the confirmation that 2004 has been the warmest year on record, the deep devastation caused by the wildfires in California, or the high impact of land degradation on billions persons. The importance of proper communication of climate events is becoming increasingly important. The United Nations here focus the lens on its immediate future. 2025, it said, crucial for addressing climate change. And according to the Paris Agreement, if The country want to limit global warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius. Greenhouse gas emissions need to peak by that year at the latest and then start to decline. World Radio Day and the World Radio Day on February 13th, 2025 is dedicated to radio and climate change to support radio stations in their journalistic coverage of this issue.
In today's edition, we will invite you to visit Banten, namely Pandeglang. Actually, this region is not far from Jakarta. The province was part of West Java province, but it has been expanded since 2000 based on the new law number 23/2000. Its central government is in Serang. The region has traditions which are still preserved by people and supported by Banten Tourism Office. One of the traditions which is still preserved by Pandeglang people is Rampak Beduk. Almost in all mosques, beduk is found and used by local people as media to remind obligatory prayers time. The word of rampak means serempak, or in English means simultaneous. So, rampak beduk is beduk art by using waditra, namely many beduk and beaten simultaneously, and it produces beautiful typical rhythm. Rampak beduk only exists in Banten as characteristic of Banten's culture. Rampak beduk is development of beduk art or ngadulak. Ngabeduk can be played by someone professional.
Jauh sebelum ada berdirinya kesultanan, itu Banten.
Long before the establishment of Banten Sultanate, there was Sundanese kingdom, which was not different from its tradition and language with West Java. When the Sultanate entered to Banten region, there was cultural assimilation between Javanese and Sundanese cultures. Thus, Banten has many sources which can be found from local traditions. It can be seen from its art and its north beach. Take for example, many arts are terlihat nanti in Islamic nuance. South Banten has more tradition related to religious rituals, especially to commemorate or just express gratitude to the God on its abundant harvest. Rampak Beduk was performed for the first time in 1950s. At the time, in Pandeglang district, competition was held among hamlets. Then, in 1960 to 1970, Haji Ilan created creative dance in Rampak Beduk, which has developed today. Then, Rampak Beduk is again developed by Burhatta, Juju, and Rahmat. Therefore, Haji Ilan and his friends are the figures of Rampak Beduk art. From those artists, Rampak Beduk art spread to other regions. Until the end of 2002, there were many Rampak Beduk groups. For the first time, Rampak Beduk was to welcome the holy months of Ramadan and Idul Fitri. It performs is like Ngabeduk or Ngadulat.
awalnya ngadu beduk ini memperlihatkan kejantanan sebuah kampung gitu ya.
At the beginning, to compete, beduk was to show masculinity of a hamlet where young men or residents of the hamlet had power. More beduks which are owned showed that the hamlet had a man who was stronger. When Idul Fitri or when Ramadan came, there was tradition where resistance conducted beduk nganjur.
Tentu beduknya tidak sebesar yang beduk di Tabuk.
Nganjur was to move. Certainly, its beduk was not as big as beduk which was beaten when there was a competition. Because then, nganjur was mobile and its beduk were smaller to carry around alleyway. Those people who carried it shouted one another and then they met in one place to play together. Beduk itself is one of percussion instruments. Interestingly, the typical beduk of Banten is not made from wood like other beduk in Indonesia. Beduk from Banten is made from coconut trunk, which is perforated on the middle. Then, one side is covered by using cow leather and tied with discarding made from guava tree. Kampak beduk is genial art and can attract the audiences so that Rampak beduk is worth selling, similar with other commercial musical art. Although the originators and players are based on religious motivation, Rampak beduk artist and creator view it as valuable work of art.
Di masyarakat Pandeglang, beduk adalah sebuah tradisi.
According to the people in Pandeglang, beduk is tradition which become power and symbol of masculinity. Then it develops as other tradition and it follows the changing times, which originally come from music only. When there is requirement for performance, technical elements of the performance are combined with the art. There are choreography, fashion arrangements, stage arrangements, and many others. Now, people call it as Rampak Beduk. Actually, it is not only music, but also dance, fine art, theater in it. Religious, economic, and creative values make Banten people be able to preserve Rampak Beduk. The functions of the values make Rampak Beduk survive from the influence of foreign culture, which is loved by young generation. Rampak Beduk is not only an art for Banten people, but also a tradition.
Sebuah tradisi itu akan bertahan jika masyarakat.
A tradition will survive if people need it. It is possible if young people want to preserve it without surviving it. And Karang Tanjung belonging to Kembang Tanjung Studio proves that they do not only talk but also do it. What the elder did with various creations and package still survive, and this is loved by young people. Creative art will develop rapidly. Rampak Beduk is getting richer and richer with creativity without eliminating values which have been determined in the art. Diversity and togetherness exist clearly in Rampak Beduk. Well, listener, that was a glimpse of traditional instrument from Banten featuring Rampak Beduk. Thank you for listening. And sampai jumpa.
Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listeners related to the world. Every day we have such message from our one of our listeners. He is Kalab Abbas from Pakistan. Yes, on February 13th, the World Radio Day is commemorated, and this year under the theme of UNESCO highlighting the power of radio to inform, educate, and inclusive action on climate change. Kalab Abbas said radio plays a critical role in raising awareness about climate change, and now it's the right time to expand resources like as sustainable food and also water through sustainable transportation, and to make sure a sustainable environment for upcoming generations. Accessibility and also affordability is also crucial for maintaining radio relevance and also impact in the digital age. He said, just connect with radio, connect with Voice of Indonesia. Wow, thank you, Mr. Kalab Abbas. Thank you for your message related to the commemoration of World Radio Day, which is commemorated annually every 13th February. Listener, talking about music corner, we have also another interesting music corner, namely Nyong Manis from North Maluku.
What's up Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener, next we present a song from Ternate, North Maluku, titled Nyong Manis. Nyong Manis was created by Euphratic Sports. The lyrics tells about a woman who falls in love with a man who has a sweet smile and a thin mustache. The girl prays to God if the man does not have a partner, she is destined to be with him. Day and night, she always remembers the man. However, if it turns out that the man already has a partner, the feeling of love will be kept in the heart. Okay, listener, here is the song Nyong Manis by Sanza Soleman.
'Not Maluku' also one of the song that the end of our togetherness, especially with me Ahmad Faisal. And don't go anywhere, stay tuned, because at 12 o'clock p.m. you can also join and we continue our Indonesian Today, Indonesia Today, with our another broadcaster with Hoss.
Kasih jodoh kita rendia. katakan kembali semua ingatan tentang kami yang telah berlalu. Sadari dan janji yang terikat berada di jari manismu. Ku teriak ingin menghilang. Aku mencoba menghapus semua rasa yang pernah ada. Ku berkata-kata kau yang selalu di benakku.
The thing that you were waiting, should've waited. If I had another chance, I would've stayed with you. Plan a life together, find a place to run away with you. Don't get me wrong, girl, I'm happy for you. But if I had it my way, I'd be the man to hold you. And I would run up to your boy and tell the lucky bomber clock to never let you go. It's better if he never knows. I'm such an idiot. I admit I might have made the wrong decision. You would feel the same if he was in my position. Things I could have changed and I should have changed them with you. Nothing but the best is what I wish you.
I wish I could turn back time. Say goodbye.
Thank you. Erdogan holds Strategic Operations Council meeting in Bogor, Indonesia. Vietnam has once again expressed its gratitude for Indonesia's support during its national struggle. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. President Prabowo Subianto welcomed Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan at the Bogor Palace Presidential in Bogor. The two leaders held a high-level strategic council's meeting and discussed ways to strengthen the partnership between the two countries. Andi Romdoni has the details.
On Wednesday, President Prabowo Subianto welcomed Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan on his state visit to the Bogor Presidential Palace in West Java. During the meeting, the two leaders held their first high-level Strategic Cooperation Council session. In a statement after the meeting, President Prabowo explained that this strategic meeting is the highest bilateral mechanism between the two countries. Today, President Erdogan and I held the first high-level Strategic Cooperation Council meeting. This is the highest bilateral mechanism of relations between the two countries. During the meeting, the leaders also discussed cooperation in areas important to both nations, including the economy, trade, defense, security, and health. President Prabowo further explained that both leaders shared similar views on the situation in Palestine.
Di bidang hubungan internasional, kami menegaskan bahwa Indonesia dan Turki.
In the field of international relations, we emphasize that Indonesia and Turkey share the view that the solution to peace in Palestine is independence for Palestine with a two-state solution. President Prabowo Subianto also mentioned that President Erdogan's visit marks the 75th anniversary of diplomatic relations between Indonesia and Turkey. He noted that the two countries have built a special spiritual and emotional bond over centuries. The visit, according to President Prabowo, marks a new chapter in their strategic partnership and sets the stage for celebrating 100 years of relations